KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local, and a little bit more live than usual right now as we are taking a tour of Peavine Mountain and the people who are squatting up in this area. Now, Mike is my guest right now, and you've actually lived down in this area for 3 decades.
Yes.
And
I've raised my boys grow up here at Stead Elementary, O'Brien. Graduate, move on. I've been here for probably 35 years.
Now you've target shot in these hills.
We used to ride dirt bikes with my kids up here. You never see anything like this. I mean, we've saw Peavine catch on fire a couple times in the last couple years, and it can be very dangerous. You have homeless camps. I'm talking about a couple tents here. We're looking right now with Monica at trailers, RVs. These aren't people hunting. These are trailers and RVs that are parked on the hill on BLM property. I've contacted BLM at no response. And what my main concern is, not just the homeless encampments is going to eventually lead to a major fire.
Yeah.
And then crime has increased in North Valley.
Environmental hazards, because you saw this motorhome that we're actually sitting next to
dumping
right now.
Dumping sewage. And then they were out here with a burning barrel trying to keep warm. All it takes is one spark from that barrel, and this whole mountain's going to go up.
Okay. And the trash, the boards with nails.
Oh, hypodermic needles. We've seen it all.
I mean, this isn't a couple of boards. I mean, if you could see what I'm looking at, you can't even see the ground for, 20 feet because it's just solid trash. Now, somebody did come out of the motorhome and, doesn't look too worse for wear. So he's talking to some of our representatives over there now. But why do you think that just elected representatives aren't looking into this more? They're not caring, because you and I were talking off mic and you wouldn't have seen this 4 months ago.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have. I think what's happened is originally what happened out here was we had a major homeless encampment. We're talking 9, 10, 12 trailers parked along the railroad tracks by the North Valley's junkyard out here. And what happened is Joe Hart did a news story on it and came back that there was the railroad's property. They have like a 30 feet encroachment or something.
Right.
Well, I wasn't here for the after effects, but all of those people, pretty much all but one, maybe two campers moved out. They were forced out by who, I do not know. But guess where they're at? They're all up here on Peavine Mountain, which is BLM land.
Now we need to find out what BLM is going to do about it.
They're
because
correct.
BLM land is our land. It's public lands, but I don't believe that includes that you can just come out here and pitch a tent and, collect garbage and RVs that don't look like they're running and decide to live your life out here.
Well, as I've told you, I've taken you a tour, Monica, if you folks drive up Peavine Mountain and take a look yourself, you're not going to just see, it looks like an RV park, probably in 12 different locations out here. I mean, you have 3, 4, 5, 6 trailers, tents, and it's scattered all over the mountain. You'd only have to drive maybe not even a quarter of a mile up the mountain and you'll see all this.
Yeah, this is scary stuff. And it's
what's
just
really sad,
trashing
Monica,
our desert.
I don't want to put a tag on homeless people. They do need help. We came out and handed out cards yesterday to quite a few of them that might want to get some help and get them relocated. But there we have the other group that are carrying machetes on their sides.
Yeah.
And they mean business.
Yeah, I see this gentleman is packing a knife on his side. But what about what's going on in downtown? Because this RV, we might just as well see this over off of Linda Way or that's Sparks, but in different areas around town that people are now just living on the streets in RVs and vans, just like they showed that people were doing in San Francisco.
Well, I just got back, as a matter of fact, San Francisco, and you're not going to believe this, but we went to Fisherman's Wharf with our grandkids, and the shopkeepers on Fisherman's Wharf were telling us, don't park in the on-street parking, because the homeless are looking for targeting oddest vehicles, and they walk right up to the store on Fisherman's Wharf in the middle of the day, bust your window out, steal your merchandise in the middle of the day with the shopkeepers watching, and they can't do anything about it. And now, on the sidewalks, putting up tents in front of the businesses on Fisherman's Wharf, and it's unbelievable.
Wow.
And I'm just really concerned that this is going to, what's happening out here in the North Valleys is a lot of these people are homeless, and I'm not saying every homeless person is a criminal, but the criminal element that may be up here is going to bleed down into the valleys, and believe me, you're going to have house burglaries, abandoned vehicles, which we're seeing on every side street. And it's going to get out of control.
Now, Mike, I'm going to have you hand your microphone to Tim here for just a second. Tim, you were just over there talking to the people who have their motorhome and another trailer and all their vehicles over here. Why did they say they were here?
They were saying that they want to be up here, that they're camping up here and having a good time. But they've been there for a long time. Mike, how long have they been here?
Oh, I've been up here many times. They've been here for, the majority of them
probably have been here, pushed out by the railroad just down by the junkyard here in the North Valleys.
They were trying to say they're just camping, they're retired, and they're just camping, but they've been here a long time. They're living there. Okay. So he said they're trying to get going. I gave them cards. I told them we'll help them get back on their feet, and we'll see what happens if they give us a call, but they kind of played it off and made it seem like they were just, camping.
Not really something that they were looking to get any help. I wonder if that's the mentality of the squatter, is they're not necessarily looking to get help. They just want to be left alone. I don't mean to stereotype those two gentlemen look like they just wanted to be left alone.
Yes, that's what they want. They want to be left alone. Unfortunately, they want to be left alone to do whatever the drugs are doing. That's one thing. But when they're trashing the place and dumping their sewage out on the mountain right there, there's if that thing's been there 2 months, there's sewage going somewhere.
Okay, and so we have two more encampments over here. So I believe trailers.
Did you say there's another one up here?
Yeah, and there's another one as we go a little bit further up the mountain. A lot of these places are posted, and there's hiking trails up here. Now, Mike, that's something that I want to ask you is, who maintains these hiking trails, and are they still here? Because I've seen a number of trailheads that have big boulders pushed in front of them that...
Well, I think a lot of that is they do have some rules.
Look at that. There's a sign right there that says no dumping and clean up. dumping and clean up your campsite.
Well, I think a lot of it, some of the trails were blocked due to the high increase of quads and dirt bikes, and there could be a chance of fire. So I think the rangers have probably done that.
Okay.
But you don't see people hiking much on Peavine anymore.
I mean, this is just all... you cannot look anywhere without not seeing all of this garbage. We've got a couch here, a mattress right next to it. Looks like they've been burnt out, and people just, actually it looks like people might have been staying here and then just picked up stakes and took off and went someplace else.
Well, a lot of these side roads you see that turn off that actually looks like a campground have been cabled off, and they've cut the cables.
Okay.
I showed that to Tim yesterday. I mean, there are obvious cables put there by BLM Land, and they've cut the cables.
So not really too interested in the law enforcement aspect or what BLM is trying to cordon off that you're not supposed to be here.
That's right.
When we see this encroaching into the city of Reno on the outskirts, it feels like things have just kind of been pushed to the outskirts, where you're seeing these motorhomes now that people are living in. Why aren't city officials or city representatives doing anything about it?
I don't know. That's one that's puzzled me. I walk my neighbor's dog frequently through the streets of North Valleys, mm-hmm. and then the nice and not so nice neighborhoods. And even in the nicest neighborhoods, we're seeing abandoned vehicles, no plates, especially RVs, which I have a heart for people with RVs. They're allowed to park. There's a 24-hour period, and even then, you know, when they're moving their campers in and out to go camping, that's understandable. But we're running into RVs out here in the North Valleys that are no license plates, abandoned vehicles. And what's happened is I've questioned the police about this and Reno Direct, and what they've told me is that I spoke to an officer today, as a matter of fact, sergeant, about this problem, and he said, well, what it is the city of Reno has a contract with a wrecking company to tow vehicles out that are, you know, abandoned and whatnot, but when it comes to RVs, they won't tow them because they don't have a contract to tow out that type of heavy equipment. So you're going to start seeing RVs on your own street, people living in them.
They're all downtown.
And
yeah, there are a number of them downtown.
And the city will not address it because they have a contract with the wrecking company and they will not tow RVs. I even talked to the police officer this morning.
Get another contract with somebody.
That's exactly right. And I couldn't believe it when the police officer, the sergeant, told me this morning, because I've actually spoke to Reno Direct and an enforcement officer in person in my neighborhood, and he told me, as long as the RV's not bothering anybody and I'm not getting complaints, I'm not going to enforce the RV rule, which there is a rule for the city of Reno about boats, RVs, any other type of trailers, you know, junk hauling, that only can be parked on that street for a certain amount of hours.
You know, I'm getting really tired of hearing the not enforce it. Just don't enforce it.
There you go.
That's pretty sad, because if I can guarantee you, if the mayor lived out in this area, if the governor lived out in this area, these laws would be enforced.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just for us, I guess, that we have to live with the plight. So
I just get the sad feeling a lot of times that back in the day, we used to have an actual substation out here in the North Valleys, three officers on duty, and we're talking when my boys were in elementary school. Now this valley is quadrupled in size. I mean, you'll hear any day of the week that we have 1,000 new homes, 800 new homes.
Oh, and more are coming.
And I'm not seeing a substation out here. I'm not seeing an increase in law enforcement officers. And I don't like to speak bad about our officers. They do a great job when they do come out here.
Yeah, but if they don't have a substation to go to, then...
It's kind of tough.
You're not going to see them. Wow. We will be right back as we continue our live and local broadcast, as we roam the roads around Peavine Mountain and checking out the homeless encampments, the squatter encampments, whether it be on public property, private property, they are trash in this place. And we're going to find out more as we continue on with somebody who's a 30-year veteran of living this area and who should and shouldn't be out here. It's live, the Monica J Show on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
We are speaking out. There's a big group of us out here. It's the Monica J Show. We're doing it live and local today on the road. I'm being chauffeured around by Mr. Tim McGivney, who's been helping me quite a bit address the homeless issue that we've got here in Northern Nevada, all of Northern Nevada. Because once a homeless encampment, once somebody is pushed out of one area, they just go in to another area. And we're seeing that, especially what we just saw right here. Bruce is now joining me. Mike is with the rest of the team. We've got about, 20 people up here. And Bruce is with the American Patriots of Sparks. Thank you for coming out here and being a part of this today, Bruce.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed this. This is awesome. The turnout is just, I'm overwhelmed.
Now, have you seen anything like this before?
Oh, Lord. Yes, Monica. There's an organization, Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. They do a river cleanup every year. And our fly fishing club is one of the participants in that river cleanup. And we always seem to get assigned that section of the river.
If you're going to fish it, you're going to clean it.
Well, and we have no problem with that. It's just that we don't mind cleaning up a little bit, you know, the occasional soda can or whatever, but... Oh, my gosh, Monica. We get assigned that section to the river in downtown Reno that is occupied by the homeless. And for whatever it's worth, it's also one of the most polluted sections of the Truckee River, our drinking water.
Yes.
But the things that you see there, it's just... And the problem that we have with this is our laws, our ordinances are not being enforced.
Right.
If they were being enforced, we wouldn't have this situation to begin with.
Well, now you were standing with the group that were talking with the RPD officer who is kind of directing the whole thing for the homeless. And he was speaking about enforcing the laws and saying that they are being enforced, that these people are getting citations, and that their hands are basically tied. All they can do is write the citation and hope they show up in municipal court.
Well, the evidence would contradict that. In fact, the place we just stopped at, we talked with one of the guys that's camped there, and he told us that the sheriff has been up there several times and told they're good to go.
That they can be there, no problem.
Yeah, it's BLM land, and obviously the sheriffs are not going to get involved on federal property, heaven forbid, even though it's still in Washoe County. And we have ordinances, and we have codes. How about let's send the code enforcement guy up there and issue some citations?
Well, we just passed signs that said no dumping and clean up your campsite, and yet these so-called campsites are, 20 feet by 40 feet of solid trash.
Yeah, that sign's just dripping with irony. No dumping right underneath a trash pile. Okay.
Yeah, and sewage dumping as well. That's what we're seeing. We're back on the move, and believe it or not, there's actually a silver mine up here. And people who are trying to live a life back in here off of Peavine, and they are being intimidated. People are encroaching on their property. People are just showing up, and they can't get them to leave. Now, when you saw, Bruce, the people down along the Truckee River, did you approach anybody, or were there people that... they just disappear when the cleanup crews show up?
Well, the majority of them scatter like rats from a sinking ship when they see people invading their territory, so to speak. Now, last year when we did the cleanup, there was actually a group, I don't know who they were affiliated with, but they had a cart, and they were wheeling this cart up and down the cart path, and they were handing out breakfast burritos and hot coffee and orange juice to the homeless people. And I got home from the cleanup that day, and I was telling my sweetie about that, and her comment was, oh my gosh, they're getting breakfast in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get breakfast in bed.
We are so concerned about the homeless, and food is never an option. So either they go get the food from the missions, the shelters, which, by the way, we had a gentleman tell us the other day that he would rather be in prison because the shelter is worse than being in prison. And that's the way that it's kept. So you have to start asking the question, where is your money going? How is it being spent that the homeless don't even want to be in the shelter because it's so bad?
And that's the crux of the whole thing. Our tax dollars. I would rather see our tax dollars being spent on something much more productive and not being wasted on having police officers tracking down homeless people. They have much better things to be doing, and it's my tax dollars paying that officer to be down there doing that stuff. I'd rather he chase down the burglars. That's what they need to be doing.
Well,
this is my money, this is my community, and I have a say in what takes place here. Get involved.
Unfortunately, those burglars and thieves a lot of times are the same people that we're looking out here that are squatting on private property or on BLM property or on county property.
Well, if your viewers could see some of the things...
You my listeners?
Your viewers?
I know a lot of people are picturing me right now, but I don't like to say that.
Well, I just want you to know that when I hear you on the radio, my mental images are absolutely accurate. However,
a big goofball.
if your listeners could see just some of the things that I've seen just this morning, and not just the things I see down along the river, but the things I see here. Why don't we take our city council, load them all up in some vans and bring them out here and let them see this.
Which, by the way, all county commissioners and all city council members from Reno and from Sparks were invited to come with us today. There were no takers.
Yeah. Oh, of course not.
And actually, the sheriff's department said that they would be sending out a representative, and they did not show up either. The representative did not. So, well, we are the home of Fox News, which you can listen to or watch at any time and see that this issue is going on all over the United States of America. People talk about New York and LA and San Francisco and Portland. Guess what? It's happening in Atlanta. And that next tourism location that people are going to say, oh, that's sad, I used to go there, it's Reno. Yeah, Reno, Nevada. These are the problems that we're facing. And Sheevy and our elected representatives aren't doing much about it. We'll be back with more live. This is about as live as it gets on the Monica Jay Show here on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And for some reason, this is a hard subject for elected representatives to talk about. And you have the Community Homeless Advisory Board that is made up of just city council members and Washoe County commissioners and aren't actually talking to the experts. But, oh, wait, they did talk to some experts from, or at least an organization from Canada. Those are the people that they talk to, and going with Canada's, you know, ideas of how to deal with the homeless. That's, I think, in my mind, the wrong direction to go, since, you know, not every city, not every county, not every state is the same. We all have different problems. We all have different personalities, literally, even just the state as a whole. And I find it hard to believe. Don't you dare get into those donuts. Paul White is joining me right now, and I have to give out another shout out to Doughboys Donuts for supplying us this morning with the nutrition and the sustenance to keep going on these back roads. So, Paul, how do you think this has gone so far today?
Well, Monica, it's gone great, better than we had hoped. We got to start. We hope all your listeners appreciate how unique you and your show and Jerry Evans' company is. There's not another radio station, no TV, none of our newspapers have
covered
this.
I noticed our TV people left, and they didn't come up here and get the juicy stuff.
They got a little bit, but you're doing a great benefit to the community. Well, where we're at on this, people say, well, what's the next step? We got all the information we needed today, which was helpful. We found that on any difficult question, the police are going to say they don't know or they can't say. They won't answer.
Or they've been instructed to not enforce.
Right. We know that it does not bother them. They want to have you believe that Ninth Circuit ruling means a homeless person can do any crime, poison a community's water supply, drive the business away, and somehow a Ninth Circuit ruling about a homeless person sleeping somewhere means that anybody who wants to do a crime can just call themselves homeless and it's carte blanche. So our next step, and anyone interested, thank God we still have the right of citizen's arrest in Nevada, and we're going to start targeting the most high-profile spots. Probably Pickett Park will be our starting point. It's a park totally taken over by the homeless. We're going to go there. We're going to notice the violations of the municipal code. We're going to call the police and tell them we're making a citizen's arrest. We need them to come cite the guilty parties. And we'll go from there. If they follow the law.
And you wonder why Chief Soto won't return your phone calls.
Chief Soto needs to admit that he's not up to the job, that he's not willing to challenge. He values his employment over taking care of the community. And if that's okay in any job, I don't know, but I certainly know as a chief of police that's not acceptable.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do out here, and I have a couple of people back at the station very worried about me, but I told them I was fine. I'm surrounded by protection, and being out here today, you know, there are enough people out there doing remotes and raising money for memorials that we have enough of, and this is something about making a difference. This is why I want to be out here. And we're actually, I think, really getting some honest opinions from people. One of Tim's associates actually just talked with the owner of a trucking company down on North Virginia Street, where he is absolutely 100% positive that there are drug deals going on around his property, and yet nothing's being done about it.
Right. Well, and the thing is, so we can go home at night and yell at our TV sets, Monica, or we can stay home and just talk about how we're giving up Reno piece by piece, or people can call QOL-Reno.org, get involved with us, go with us on these citizens' arrests. We're going to be going regularly, and you don't have to do anything but show up and say we want the law to be enforced fairly and evenly. This community court is a farce. It's constitutionally unacceptable and can be challenged. We're working on a lawsuit against the council and the police on behalf of the John Doe's 1 through 250,000 to enforce the law. And we're not going to stop until we've got fair, firm law enforcement, everyone treated the same, and Reno is not just standing by letting itself slide to where San Francisco is.
And that's really, there's a mixture of issues here, and that is not only the homeless aspect, but the thought in people's minds that they can just pull up a camper, they can just pull up an RV, and wherever they park, you know, if it's public property, they can just stay there for the rest of their time, and that they're not going to suffer any consequences. Now, the other problem is that so many of these people are doing drugs, they're selling drugs, and even out here, as we take a look in this area of Peavine, you know, they're probably making them as well. The problem is blame. You know, I can't talk about it. I can't do anything about it. I can't enforce it. And that's pretty sad. We've got kind of a distraction here. We have...
Monica, we have a man who's owned this former mining operation here up by near the top of Peavine. And we're trying to get him to come over and talk to you. They're saying the stories he's telling are absolutely beyond the worst thing you can imagine. So we're trying to get him to come in here.
And he doesn't want to come on the air, or?
Well, they're just talking to him right now. I'm hoping he's going to come over. Looks like he might. Excuse me.
Or I can go. I can go over there.
Have him talked to him. Will he talk to
him? He doesn't.
He said he's been robbed so many times he doesn't want to bring any attention up here by the wrong people. He said that he calls when he gets robbed and the police say they can't find, well, hours later they call and say, well, we can't find your road. And he said, all right, you know what, just forget it. He says, next time someone's on my property, I'm just going to shoot them. And they said, well, we'll arrest you for that. He said, oh, really? How are you going to find me?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's, no, Monica, yeah. One of the reporters asked if it was frustrating. And we said, no, it's real encouraging that we know this is winnable. We know as the majority of Reno citizens become aware of this and get a hold of us.
Well, thanks to you. Thanks to you and what QOL-Reno.org is doing, Quality of Life Reno, and the Stronghold Institute. I have listeners now taking pictures outside of their windows, outside of their parking lots, outside of their driveways, and emailing them to me. So you've started a trend where people are starting to document. I mean, I know you have all the pictures, and you have some pretty pretty graphic pictures of the different homeless encampments. Where, again, is it the drugs? Is it the mental illness? I want to find out who is telling these people what to say, because they are all saying the same thing, not to be moved along.
What got confused, Monica, was the founding fathers had a great idea with a division of separation of powers, that legislative makes the laws. Okay, let's look in Reno. We have laws that have been made. The executive branch, that'd be our council, is there to enforce the laws, and the police. And it's the courts, it's our local court, to interpret them, to say yes or no. But what we've got is, we've got the police and the council confused. They're trying to be the judicial branch themselves, and they're not. And instead of just seeing that these laws are enforced, they're taking it in their own hand, actually power they don't have. So we just need, people need to speak up. We've got elections coming up. We need good people. We need tons of them running for office. Who cares if they get elected? You run for office, it'll give you a chance to get to these forums and speak to these issues.
Now, when we talk about running for office and what people need to pay attention to, it is not just the big races, which concerns me, because someplace that I used to work, they would only pay attention after the primaries. And it's before the primaries, it's learning the people, it's knowing who is running for the judgeships, who is running for city attorneys, who is running for school board. Those are the important, the truly important offices.
Right, and what you need to do, everybody in the community needs to call their city council person and say, why, when the city attorney, Carl Hall, ask the city council to give them a presentation on why Reno should join with dozens and dozens and dozens of other cities in protesting this circuit court, ninth court ruling. I mean, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle are in on it. The mayor and her supporters said no, they did not even want to hear the city attorney present to them. Carl Hall needs to speak up. He's elected. He doesn't owe his job to the council. He needs to speak up and say, what was wrong with this? The police chief is not an elected position. He needs to speak up and say, why wouldn't you at least hear this presentation? And the cops, good as they are, hardworking as they are, need to realize it's saying, well, you know, I can't speak up publicly about it. No, that time's passed. And you no longer can blame it on just saying, well, all I got to do is go out and do my job. That's the excuse the teachers use. How's it worked in our school system?
Right.
How's it working in our crime? People need to speak up. The first three words of the preamble of the Constitution, we the people, that's who the government's always been. It needs to stay that way.
Yeah. It is an elected representative. They're not officials. They don't make the rules. We are the ones who decides what happens in this city, in this county, in this state. So start getting off your tufts. It's time to start fighting back. How can they get involved with QOL?
All they need to do, Monica, is call us or send us an email with their email address, and they'll get our weekly Reno hot sheets that just real simply tell them what's going on that they're never going to hear about through any other outlet but through your show. And then we can tell them what we're doing, like we can tell them when we have these citizens arrest things scheduled. We can tell them our need for really good photos. We can tell them our need to have them just show up at 9 o'clock, walk up to the dais at a city council meeting and give them a 3-minute blast and have about 100 people behind them doing the same thing about what's going on in their neighborhood.
And start shutting down the phone line of Reno Direct.
Right. All right. It's worthless. A special shout out to Councilman Bonnie Weber, whose district this is, where we've been today. It's in flames. Miss Weber got special invitations to come, wouldn't even show up. If I'm the voters in her district, that speaks volumes to me.
But this is BLM land.
Well, this area, though, in other words, the police not enforcing it, and down below, part of it is, but a lot of it is not. And these, plus the guys who are up here are coming down into the city area to do all the crimes and do this. So she needs to cut off the source.
Yeah. What are you going to do today? Who are you going to call? What website are you going to get onto? Who are you going to email? Make a difference today. We are just about as live as you can get, live and local. It's the Monica J Show. We'll be back to wrap it up and take another road. I think there's another encampment just over that hilltop. So we're going to keep going here on 99.1 FM Talk. And we are being very social today. About 20 of us out here, out in the foothills of Peavine and going around the different trails. It's the Monica J Show live on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Now, I know that this seems kind of odd, taking the show live out today to address a problem that some people don't even think exists. When you talk to representatives of the city and the county, it's not as bad as others make it out to be, but it is. It's very bad. Right now with me wrapping up the show is Kelly. Kelly is a friend of Curtis's, actually, from Doyle, California. So when are we going to get you out of California and into Nevada?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. You know, the whole cleanup effort that you guys started because of the gentleman who owns the salvage yard, did you know it was this bad out here?
I had no idea, honestly. I didn't think it was as bad as it is until what happened to Curtis's car.
Yeah.
I honestly never realized it was that big of a problem.
What did you think of the response from law enforcement to what happened to Curtis?
Honestly, about what I expected to get from them.
Really?
Yeah.
When you look at the people that are out here who actually you've kind of helped move along, because these are the people who were, you know, messing up the area where you were paid to clean up, and they just kind of scattered out further into the mountains, into private property, into BLM land. When people don't address this as a real problem, what do you think happens?
Creates a bigger problem.
Is it homelessness? Is it the economy? Is it mental health issues?
I'd say it has to do a lot with law enforcement not putting people on probation and jailing them for being in possession of heroin and methamphetamines, because that is what I found at the dump site that I cleaned up.
So that you think it's a big drug issue then?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Making, selling?
I believe making, distributing, selling, using, all of the above.
All of the above out here. So when people are looking for money to buy their drugs, do you think they're coming out here into the hills, or are they robbing the people in town?
They're probably robbing the people in town and then bringing their stuff out here and selling it out here or taking it to pawn shops.
You know, I think the connection is there.
Yes,
but people definitely don't want to admit it. They want to protect people. They want to let others know that they're caring and they're feeling for the situations of homeless. Do you think that's just kind of a whitewash?
Yes. There are programs that people can donate money to for homeless people that actually want help and are seeking help. And so, like they say, I stopped giving money to homeless people because, like, if people are just asking you for something, they're not wanting to work for it, you know? But a street performer is different in my eyes. I love seeing street performers in Reno, Nevada, but I don't like people coming up to me expecting me to give them something when I earn what I, you know, I work for what I earn.
Exactly.
And, like, a street performer I see is doing the same thing, you know? But the people that are just asking for a handout, those are the people that...
The panhandlers.
Yes. The thing is, when you give to them, it makes them think that they could keep doing that. And therefore, it just creates a worse problem. People make a living off of panhandling. If people stop giving panhandlers money, then they'd have to find a different way to make it, whether that be finding a place to rehabilitate them or whatever.
There you have it. That's it for us today as we finish up driving around Peavine Mountain, talking to people who are trying to work and clean it up. People are trying to come up with volunteer situations. People are just out here to see for themselves that there is a big problem, whether it be on the streets of downtown or out here in the boonies. This is your property. This is where people come to ride their dirt bikes. This is where people come to hike, to do some target shooting. And you know what? The people that are trying to control this area now are going to run you off by shooting at you, by intimidating you, just like they intimidate the residents out here as well. It's got to stop. Contact your local representatives. Contact Reno Direct. Flood those phone lines. Get onto Reno 911 or whatever that is online and start holding the city and the county responsible. Hold them accountable for the drugs and the issues we now have in beautiful Northern Nevada. Thanks for being with me today. You're always in my heart on the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk.